Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
BJ and Jamie.
But you're not. Oh, sorry. I didn't know where it was.
Well, that's okay. I'm doing
it. Sorry. Why are you playing both of these songs at the same time?
Oh, I'm listening to something in the background over here. Listen, hang on.
Yeah, can we stop that? You guys.
Hang on one
second. BJ's trying to sing.
Listen.
This space heater is being...
Oh, crap! It went to a commercial!
You guys, BJ keeps singing Eagles songs, and it literally is like... I mean, I'm not exaggerating. Sing a little bit of it. Show them what we have to deal with.
All right, listen.
Okay. And Carson and I are just like, we're trying not, because I know he's very excited about going to this concert, but Carson and I just keep like, oh yeah, no, yeah.
He sounds like a dying cat.
But no, did you hear those high notes? You probably didn't know I could go there, did you?
Dude, you were nailing it, man. I couldn't believe it.
Oh my God.
Ooh, Lordy, can't you imagine? There I am in Las Vegas, me and my missus, and a six-year-old. Oh man, we're grooving inside the sphere.
All right, the rest of us are not going, so this is not fun for us.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it. You know, I'm doing that thing that a lot of people do. Don't you go listen to the music before you go to a show?
Of course, every time.
Everybody does it, right?
Yeah, I'm the one that told you to put it in there so even Frog can learn the music.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
he'll
right.
enjoy it more.
Yeah, that's right.
But
yeah.
Most people want to hear like Don Henley sing, not, you know, BJ Harris.
Amen. You haven't been in here, but we like at first it was... Maybe it wasn't even really cute. No. But at first it was like, okay, but he won't stop.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait, you got to hear my favorite one. You got to hear my favorite. And he pulls it up and
All right. All right, Spadell, I've got a song for you. How about this? You ready?
Everybody here, honk on Bobo. Everybody there, honk on Bobo. Everybody everywhere, honk on Bobo.
Yeah,
Bobo,
hey.
Honk on
Bobo. Long distance dedication to Spadell.
Honk on Bobo. Everybody there, they can honk on Bobo.
Listen, I'm excited for you to go to Vegas. It's just I didn't need to hear you sing.
Yeah.
Now, you are going out of town, too. You know what, folks? I got to tell you, this is the perfect weekend to get the hell out of here. It's going to be cold.
Can I ask you if you think I'm...
What?
Not a nice person.
Yes. Okay. I say yes. Yep. Okay.
Okay. So, first of all, I love my neighbors. BJ's like, I hate my neighbors. I love my neighbors. I have the best neighbors on the planet, and they all have a key to my house and everything, and know the alarm code and all that stuff, right? Blah blah blah. And so, but I also have another friend that is coming over just to hang out at the house because I'm going to be gone. So I turned off my. Now tell me if this is a jerk move. Okay. I turned off my water.
All right,
and I bled the lines.
Yeah,
right,
you're gonna be gone.
I'm gonna be gone.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And I bled the lines, and then I set out 3 jugs of water for him by the toilet. Oh, so if he has an emergency, he can fill up the back tank. and just flush it.
That is kind of savage. I don't know.
That's not a jerk move. That's,
okay, all right.
That's very courteous.
Okay, because I was like,
no, that's a good move.
Okay, all right. Because he's like, oh, I'm going to be there a lot. I mean, you don't have to turn off the water. I go, I just feel comfortable, more comfortable if I'm going to turn the water off.
Right.
Because I don't know when you're going to be there, when you're not, blah blah blah. And what if you get what if you get busy or something on one of the days? And so I put 3 jugs of water for. Right. And,
good move.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Because if it were me, let's say it's one of my neighbors, I'd rather poop at their house. I would. Instead of my own.
Yeah.
Because you're all alone, man. You got all that time. House is perfect. Yeah. Yeah.
I just thought, oh, man.
Take a break.
If that's like, here's some poop water.
Jimmy, I know you can't relate to this because... I think that your neighborhood's a little bit more hoity-toity than mine.
No, I just have great people.
Or Schmidel. I don't know about Carson's. Well, I would agree that it's great people, too. Yeah. But there's a little hoity-toity, too, okay? Because I got to tell you, I don't have terrible people in my neighborhood, but there's no way in hell I'm giving anybody a key to my house.
No way.
Not my neighborhood.
Or the code?
No.
My next-door neighbor has our code because when we're out of town, she'll grab our packages and put them in the garage. And
our neighborhood. We don't have codes. We have what's called a key.
I meant the alarm codes.
Yeah.
The alarm codes.
Or
we don't have an alarm code. I don't have an alarm code either.
We don't have an alarm. You're missing the point here, folks. Some of us do not have codes at all.
Okay,
all right.
I got it. Yeah.
All right, so we have a thing called the key. And a lot of people hide it under a rock right next to the door.
Or the front door mat.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay, so that's funny.
That's what I'm saying.
That's funny that you say that. So I have a person that, he helps me with my dad's house because I still have my dad's house. And so he's like the property manager or whatever of my dad's house. And so Mike, he goes, hey, listen, because he knows I'm coming into town and I'm going to go to my dad's house. He said, it's so funny. I went to hide you a key. And he said, there's a certain nail that has a thing over it or whatever. Yeah. It goes, I went to hide you a key and there's 4 hanging on that nail. Everybody must eye that spot like, oh, that's where we'll hide a key. And I wonder if my dad just never remembered that he put keys there.
Probably just forgot.
But that's the way you did it.
Yeah, right?
You just left the key and people got in, you know?
Well, when I grew up, we never locked our doors.
I know.
Ever.
Me either.
Ever, ever, ever. Forever. And now, I mean, I would freak out if I didn't have my doors locked.
I don't think our door even had a lock on it.
Code. We never had a security system. And now, if I didn't have the security system on or anything, I would freak out.
I've never lived in a house with a code. Right, Spadell?
No, never, not one time.
Never mind.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday. Going to be a frigid weekend. Very, very cold. Very cold.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Really cold. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
That's where you go into their app store and you download TikTok. That's Oracle. That's the company that's hosting all the data for TikTok. It makes it work. Those companies would have been the ones to face a punishment here. They would have been fined $5,000 per user. 5,000 times 170 million. A lot of money. With the Biden administration effectively saying they're not doing that, there is a good chance here, and I think this may end up being the headline, that TikTok continues operating as normal. They have not confirmed that. We will continue to see what happens throughout the day. The big thing we are now waiting for, and Laura can probably add more to this here, is now what the Biden administration, the Department of Justice, is going to say they're going to do. Those service providers and TikTok will be looking for the Department of Justice to put it in writing their plans to not actually implement
this. They're actually calling this a special report, breaking news.
Yeah,
it's a bright red thing, and it says, Supreme Court leaves TikTok ban in place. NBC News special report. They broke normal programming to go live to their New York affiliate.
Well, it is a big deal.
I know, but
this announcement doesn't change anything from what we've known over the past several days. But the TikTok thing, as you've said, now I don't use TikTok, but I agree. I think that Carson, yourself, Jamie, you guys realize that it's huge.
I mean, 170 million users.
Yeah, so it's a big news item, but I don't think
this... Wouldn't you say Oracle would be fined in $5,000
for every user?
Times 170 million?
The rumor is this. Joe Biden's going to do nothing, okay? Yep. Because he's leaving office Monday. So what's he care, right? So he's going to do nothing. He's not going to enforce this ban on TikTok. The Supreme Court has just ruled that they're not going to overturn the ban. So the ban is still on. Now it becomes Donald Trump. And if the president, Donald Trump, decides that he wants to do a, I don't know, one of those, you know, where they sign it, like, what's it called? The presidential...
veto?
No, it's not a veto. It's one of those special things they do to make their own rules or
like
something.
An executive order?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's it. I think that was
I think you nailed it there, Spadil. Yeah, that's why you're so darn good. But nevertheless.
By the way, we're really well-versed in government right here.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to go away.
If the ban is still in place, the ban was supposed to happen on Sunday.
Yes.
So what happens on Sunday?
It has to be enforced. So Sunday. It'll probably if the Biden administration doesn't, if they still keep going with it, not enforcing it, then it'll run as expected.
So the Supreme Court's ban means nothing?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
No. The ban is still on for Sunday. What's going to happen Sunday if nothing is ruled on it? No executive order from the president or anything like that. Slowly, your app is going to start stopping to refresh and messages. It's going to be in effect. It's going to happen if something's not overturned. So, yes, it will be affected after Sunday. You won't notice it, though, for a while.
Because I got to see that cat that has a penis on its face. You know that black cat with the white markings? Have you guys seen that? It's all over the internet. It has white markings. Have you guys seen it?
Yeah.
No.
You haven't?
Oh, it's great.
Come on.
I have to look that up.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Are you really going to Google cat with penis on face?
I'm Googling wiener cat on face.
I'm not sure what's going to come up with that.
Funny you should say that.
Yes.
Here's why. Because I want to do the joke again.
Yeah.
I want to do the joke again for kids going to school so they can tell the other students, so that they can pass this around at their high school or middle school.
I mean, no offense to your buddy, but it's really not that funny.
It's a great joke, Jamie.
He has to tell it again so he makes sure that he passes him.
He already passed him. It's his inspector. He already passed him.
My inspector over at Jefferson County. His name is, what was his name
Skip.
Again?
Skip.
Skip, that's right. Skip. Skip said, I got a joke for you to pass along to Jamie. He listens to the show. He says, you know how she loves that chicken joke
why,
that she
why
does?
Why are chickens so ugly? Because they got a pecker on their face.
Yeah. He laughs. He says every time you do that joke, he just laughs.
Because I don't just insert it like you are right now. I kind of have a moment where it belongs.
I feel like this one belongs. So he said, I've got a joke I want you to take to Jamie, you know, to go along with that chicken joke she does. I said, okay, what is it? He said, you know why a duck has feathers? I'm like, no, duck feathers. I don't get it. To cover her quack.
So it covers their quack. See, like a crack. And BJ thinks it's hilarious. Like, he literally told it to me. He's like, you're going to think this is so funny because Skip told it to me. It's so funny.
Tell your bus driver. Tell your teacher. All your students.
It covers their quack.
It covers their quack.
It covers their quack.
Yeah, you want your quack covered.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, goodness.
Well, I knew it wasn't funny. See, I'm not crazy. Oh, my God. BJ told the joke wrong. Poor Skippy.
I didn't tell it wrong. Yeah. That's the way that the permit Skip told me the joke.
No, I bet permit, text permit Skip and see if he used the word butt. I knew you told it wrong. So everybody's saying, all right, tell the joke how you said it.
Do you know why a duck has feathers?
Why?
To cover his quack.
Everybody's saying you told it wrong. It's to cover their butt quack. See, that makes more sense. That's funny. Their butt quack. Get it? It's like quack, butt quack. It's to cover their butt quack.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, my God. Skip told it to you like that. I promise you. And you told it wrong because I was like, what is quack?
I didn't hear the word butt.
See?
I'm sorry.
Doesn't that make it funnier?
It makes way more sense. Yeah.
Because when you say quack, it's
shut up, Schmidel.
Yeah, when you say covered in his quack, I'm thinking like his bill or something.
Yeah.
Like,
no, his quack. Quack, quack.
No, but butt quack is the joke.
All right.
Oh, my God, you're the worst.
You know why a duck has feathers?
Why?
To cover his butt quack.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, enough of the duck, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
Enough
and by the way, for
enough
you guys to say that we pick on BJ all the time.
You do.
Is a joke.
No.
Yeah.
It's a total joke.
All three of you.
Oh, my God.
Always attack me. I can't do anything right.
Oh, my God.
It is true. I go home at night. My wife, she has me put my feet up.
Really?
Maybe soak them every now and then. She just tries to get me
What's
into a good place.
What's the deal with soaking your feet? You brought this up last week.
You have an obsession with it.
It's so weird.
It softens your soul.
It says, the joke sounded just fine. My God, you guys are so freaking rude to BJ all the time.
It's
really?
So true. It is so true.
Really?
And people pick up on it. They know how rude you guys are.
Oh, my God.
And all I do is come in here and just have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, you never say
that. BJ.
Remember yesterday when I tried to tell the whole story about like my exes like doing nice things and they're like, sounds like to me they just like your sister.
They reached out to you. Your sister had an accident.
Yeah.
And you've got all these exes, ex-husband, ex-boyfriend, ex-fiance, all these people reaching out and sending stuff to her. Because it's your sister. Sounds to me like they were hot on her at one time.
I'm saying it says that I still have a great relationship with a lot of exes. They're
not sending you anything.
Why would they send me anything? I wasn't in a car accident. That'd be weird.
Yeah. Just say it.
My God.
Just say it. But you guys are mean to me.
But I mean, that was mean to me.
Yeah.
That was mean to me.
It was mean to you?
Oh no! It was.
It
pleasant.
Wasn't a slam.
That was common sense. You know.
It sounds like to me they all wanted a piece of your sister, not you. Yeah, really.
Your sister is pretty hot, though.
Yeah, she is gorgeous.
Pretty hot.
Yeah, she's
All right. Well,
and you know, it was always a bummer when I was little.
What's that?
My sister had huge knockers.
Yeah.
Like humongous knockers.
Gotcha.
And I was the tall and skinny one, and she was shorter with, I mean, just boobs for days. And so I was so sad that under a blanket when I was like 7 or 8, I just pull on my nipples trying to make my boobs bigger.
Hey, gave it a shot.
It didn't work.
So when you were younger,
guys do the same thing, but
wait, you pull on your nipples?
Never mind. Sorry.
Yeah. So when you were younger,
you got the shake of disgust.
He was really disappointed in that one.
Yeah. When I was younger. Yes.
When you were young, she was hot.
Yeah.
Big boobs.
Oh my God, huge.
And you're here to tell me they're not sending her stuff because they didn't like her at the time.
She had a breast. She had a breast reduction.
They loved her.
She had to get a breast reduction. They were that big. Yeah.
Bless her heart.
She was very popular in seventh grade. Bless her heart. Yeah. My sister has so many boyfriends in seventh grade.
Yeah. This is crazy.
We had a girl like that in school too.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was really over the top. Over the top.
Did you see that one girl? Her boobs won't stop growing.
No.
So, oh my gosh, I did.
Yeah,
see that.
There's some girl and her boobs. So far she's had them reduced one time so far, and they removed 30 pounds of breast tissue.
No kidding.
30 pounds.
What? 30 pounds?
Yes.
Yeah, it might be a little excessive there.
Yeah, well, they won't stop growing. It's some kind of problem.
They just keep going.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, it's some kind of... And, of course, people are saying, it's because she got vaccinated. Oh, my God.
That was the headline that I saw, too.
Yeah. That's what happened to me. No, I took that damn shot. Look at me. I'm already a D cup. After that vax. Yeah.
Lord.
I feel bad for all these people that have worked on the Marade for the past year. There's people out there that's put together the festivities for the Civic Park and the parade or Marade for Martin Luther King Day, but it looks very much in jeopardy right now.
I know, because it's going to be so cold.
Terrible.
Let's play a game sweeping the nation,
What's
shall
that?
We? Can you guys guess the lowest, now this isn't temperature because we've already done the temperature one,
okay.
The lowest wind chill that's ever happened in Colorado, ever.
The lowest wind chill?
The lowest wind chill ever. And I saw you
40
Googling.
Below.
I saw you Googling.
Don't Google.
I saw you Googling.
I'm writing about blog posts.
Yeah, oh. Whatever.
40 below.
40 below?
40 below.
I'm going to go 45 below.
61.
Below?
Below. 61 below.
Really?
Yeah, it's below. Wind chill wouldn't be 61, would it?
See?
Oh my God, maybe you're right.
Always
maybe
mean
you're right.
To me.
I was, always that was mean. Mean to that
me.
Was mean.
It was just assumed when I said, 61 below, making sure, just clearing it up for everybody. But no, you got to come back.
Maybe
and be
that was on
angry.
Me. Maybe that was on me.
That yep. was it. Yeah.
My apologies.
Yeah, see, people are right. You guys are mean.
Well, we didn't say anything.
Yeah, they actually didn't. It was me.
You wanted to.
BJ and Jamie.
Love on the brain. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday. Cold weekend coming up. You're getting out of town. You're going to see your sister.
Yeah.
How's your sister doing, by the way?
She has 11 broken ribs. So that is bad. You have 24
Ouch.
Of them. And so half of them basically are broken. And that's giving her a lot of pain.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah. And she has a shattered foot. So
black ice, man.
Yeah no kidding.
She slipped on it. Jeep.
Yep.
Overturned. Did
no,
it overturn?
It didn't overturn.
She hit a tree or
she
something?
Hit a tree.
Wow.
She's just lucky she didn't have a passenger in it because the tree went through the passenger side.
Seriously. And that was the scariest
part. You saw that
part.
Hole, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And you're going back there this weekend just to check on her, get things in order and all that, right?
She said, here's her. She's like, do you really have to come here and just stare at me in the hospital? And I was like, well, my God. And she's like, seriously, I don't know if I'd want to just go there and stare at you if you're in the hospital.
Well, hey, thank goodness she's okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's true.
She's going to pull through this thing.
Yeah.
But here's the funny part. She got promoted at her job while she's lying in the hospital all bruised up.
Yeah. Her company promoted her to vice president of their company while she's in the freaking hospital with a crushed foot and 11 broken ribs, a broken nose, and bruises. So there's no photo op because her eyes. Here's what I got to tell you, though, that this wreck has done because I want to make it about me. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what this. My sister's only like 5'4", so she's short, and so she pulls her seat way too close to the airbag. Did all of that. Broke her nose. Broke her ribs. Not her foot, but broke her nose. Broke all her ribs. Right. The airbag did that. So now that I know this. Yesterday, I was driving home. I scooped my chair all the way back, and I was like pushing on it with my tippy toe. and my car, you can actually, the steering wheel has an electronic thing where it could go further into the dash.
Yeah.
And so I have straight arms, BJ, straight arms and tippy toe. And I thought, this is so bad. I have no control over this car.
Exactly. you're doing the opposite of what you should do because you're scared about the
airbags.
Well, if you're in a normal position, the odds are you're not going to have an accident and the airbag won't go off.
Yeah.
But if you're doing what you're doing, then you're more susceptible to being in an accident and the airbag going off.
But I don't want her body is bruised from that airbag from the top of her forehead all the way to the middle of her thighs.
Yeah.
Because it just crushed her, that airbag does. Because if you're like 5'4", you scoot closer to the steering wheel. And that thing comes out and it explodes. Yeah, you're toast.
But it also tells you that if it hadn't been for the airbag, it could have been a lot worse.
I don't know. Yeah. She's pretty bad. I mean, she is black and blue.
I mean, and they're giving her
blood transfusions because of all the trauma.
Well, she obviously hit the ice and then into a tree or whatever, that it was at a one hell of an impact.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so who knows? But well, thankfully she's going to be okay. But the great thing is that they didn't have a picture of her to put her in the newspaper, because back east in the small towns that Jamie and I grew up in, when you got promoted to a gig like she got, it's front page news in the local newspaper.
Yeah, because she's the vice president of the company
right,
now.
Right, it's like the biggest breaking news in town, right? So, but now they don't have a picture because she's all bruised up.
It's like,
and it's so, like, couldn't you wait till I healed up to promote me?
Well, and it was weird because I sent her flowers and it said, congratulations and hope you get to feeling better. Like, it was both like, get well soon and congratulations.
That's a weird card to send.
Yeah, and it was a weird bouquet of balloons because one said congratulations and one said get well. That was weird. Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah, congratulations on your car accident. That's the way it's starting to sound, right? That was right.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.